Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 22nd in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we need your help. Morality in the people is key. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Our buddy Pete Sepp, National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org, back with us. Welcome, my friend. Uh-oh, you there, Pete? All right, we'll try to get a hold of Pete Sepp. You there, Kurt?
Yes, I'm here. Pete's sounding rather soft today. I think he's...
So you can hear him some, huh?
...stating the issue. No, I couldn't hear him at all.
All right, so he's not soft. He's not there. Because if you say he's soft, I'm thinking I got to turn him up somehow. If he's not there, I got to get him back, right?
He's soft-spoken. You can't hear him today.
All right, well, keep up. What's going on, Kurt?
You know, as you hunt for him there or whatever... it's amazing to me to see what is in the news. You know, you've got some of the, you brought up that issue last hour of the gold falling out of the plane there in Russia. I just thought, you know, a story like that, in my opinion, deserves some, you know, complete details and some real in-depth study. But, you know, there's nobody really following up. Like, I want to know what the 9.3 tons of gold was doing on the plane, and whose was it? I mean, you know,
I don't know. If they're like the Americans, they're probably shipping a bunch of, you know, gold against the law around the world to foreign partners. Who knows? Crazy stuff. We'll get into the gold details in a little bit. But Pete Sepp is with us now. Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live, sir.
Great to be here.
All right, so catch us up. What's going on Capitol Hill with regards to taxes? I hear the Republicans are saying we might do tax reform 2.0.
There is indeed discussion of that, not only helping to make some of the recently passed tax reductions permanent rather than having them expire in 5 or 7 years, but also perhaps adding to some of them. You know, one of the things that the Republicans did not get to in detail with this tax reform bill that passed in December was really simplifying the system. They made some progress there, creating a new short form that people will be able to use in the 2019 filing season. That could mean anywhere from 10 to 15, even 20 million households will be able to use this form, as opposed to the very complex and longer 1040 form we have now. That's great news, but there's a whole lot more they could be doing to get rid of loopholes, clawbacks, givebacks that are currently in the tax code, especially on the business side. That's where a lot of simplification needs to be done, because the compliance costs there are huge. They are still a drain on our economy.
Amen to that. We got a lot to work on, and I appreciate that the Republicans are doing this, but I'm afraid they're going to lose their window of opportunity, because not counting a little bit of a tax benefit, and I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. It's just not enough. And I agree with Rand Paul that we can work on doing more, and I support that effort. But I'm telling you, the Republicans have done not enough, in my personal opinion, to keep the House and Senate. They're going to lose big in 18 unless they do something incredibly bold, and they do it fast, Pete.
Yeah, and they keep dropping bowling balls on their own feet. Take a look at what's going on today in the House of Representatives. Republicans have unveiled an so-called omnibus spending bill. This is to try and finish out the fiscal year with federal funding. Once again, it's a document that was crafted largely behind closed doors. Once again, it is breaking for the third time caps on discretionary spending that Congress agreed to in 2011 and was actually working to bring down the deficit until they started undoing them. That is a bad sign for fiscal conservatives. And you're right, Sam, that's going to cause people to stay at home in November when the midterm elections are occurring. They've got to reverse course on the spending, especially. They've done good work on the taxes, but the other side of the budget ledger is getting worse.
Do they realize this, though? I mean, are they really cognizant of this? Or do they just not have the willpower to do anything about it? Or are they just in denial about it? I mean, I don't really even understand how they can't get this, though. I'm telling you right now, they've had a couple of great years of opportunity, but they've squandered literally all of it.
Yeah. I think it is a lack of awareness on the part of some. I also think, unfortunately, it's denial on the part of others. They believe that the successful formula for reelection is somehow to reduce taxes a little, but keep the spending high. In fact, make it even more expensive in the federal budget. And somehow people will flock to that kind of message. No, I don't think so. I think the American people are as concerned about the national debt as they are about their tax burdens, and they want to see Congress address both of those. The way to do that is spending restraint, less government.
Amen. And one of the things that people don't really realize, though, is this. The Federal Reserve's in the news today. They've decided they're going to only increase interest rates three times this year. But I don't look at it as increasing interest rates. I look at it as manipulating interest rates. This is a private banking cartel, the Federal Reserve. They're not government at all. And the interesting thing about the Federal Reserve is they're in charge of this hidden inflation reality. Now, they act like their goal is to keep inflation in check, but without their fake money system in the first place, there would be no inflation to keep in check. It's very strange, but what about this hidden tax of inflation? Are they going to address that in their big tax reduction bill, sir?
Well, they didn't really touch some of the important parts of the tax system that still allow inflationary gains on investments, for example, to be taxed as if they were real. And I think that's a big mistake on Congress's part. And, you know, President Trump actually has it within his power through executive order to redefine how the tax system treats inflationary gains on your mutual funds and your other investments. And the president ought to be able to take that step. Congress apparently won't. He should have the guts to do it. And you're right. The fact is, when America was on a gold standard, it was much more difficult to run budget deficits because that effect was almost immediately felt in the impact of the money supply. Ordinary citizens suffered much more directly when government got into excessive borrowing. Now there's almost no consequence for it. The real consequence will happen someday, and we won't even see it coming. Investors will lose confidence in United States Treasury securities, and boy, will we be in trouble then. Interest rates will soar on those, and taxpayers will be the ones who shoulder the burden.
Pete, is there a better hedge against the hidden inflationary tax than honest, constitutional, gold and silver coinage, sir?
Well, of course, we have cryptocurrencies, which are a totally new type of way for citizens to establish a value of currency that can be traded amongst themselves. That may be the wave of the future.
It might be, and I think they're better than the current fiat money we have, but again, that's a fiat currency as well, sir, and it's not constitutional.
Yeah, and it's very difficult to understand this whole business of monetary policy. People just prefer to walk away from it. But it is the basis of our economy. And for decades now, we've ceded a lot of power to institutions that are not really transparent, not even marketplace-based.
Kurt, you want to chime in? What do you think of these cryptocurrencies? There's an update on those too, huh, Kurt?
Well, that's right. They're dropping like a rock lately, but then I guess that'll create more opportunity if you want to buy low and sell high. But it would sure be nice to just be able to look at, you know, our money and say, hey, it's been this way forever, and
it will always be that way because it's in the Constitution. You know, and man, that would be refreshing, wouldn't it be?
Yeah, it sure would. And I think cryptocurrencies are really a reaction to policy failure on the part of Congress to gain control over the way money is issued and the way it's valued.
Well, we got a row to hoe. So do you think they're going to take any serious action? Do you think the Republicans are going to do anything, like I said, they've got to do to change the narrative and change the discussion and hold on for 2018? Or do you think they're going to get lambasted? What's your kind of inside intel, if you will?
I think that they have upwards of 2 months left, Sam, to make some progress on a few key issues. One would be showing America that Republicans are capable of an infrastructure policy that doesn't rely on pork barrel spending. Another item to ensure they highlight that they're going to audit the Federal Reserve. They're going to get serious about decent monetary policy. A third thing, tax cuts and tax reform 2.0. They should also work on, frankly, ideas for spending restraint. They're going to pass this omnibus spending bill over the opposition of the Freedom Caucus, citizen groups like mine. There just isn't enough opposition to be able to roll this thing back. So we're going to have to figure what's the next battle going to be. How are we going to get spending under control through budget process reforms? They've got to make progress on these. Because by June, well, that's going to be primary season.
Amen to that. Hold on, Pete Sepp. Quick pause. Back with Pete and Kurt in seconds. Bitcoin's acting a lot like the NASDAQ did in the Bitcom era. Bitcoin's unfolding like the .com, but 15 times faster, folks.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, what is the KQ? You know, the kosher question. Most Americans purchase their groceries while having no idea that almost every essential food product on the shelves is certified kosher by one of over 1,000 rabbinical agencies across the country. Indeed, the kosher question encompasses not only food and religion, but also affects our economics and politics. In an effort to promote awareness to this kosher question, developers have recently published an app for your smartphone that will not only educate users on this little-known phenomenon, but also features a database of food products that have not been kosher certified. The Kosher-tified app has prominent advertisement on TPC's homepage, or you can check out its website at kosher-tified.com. Wouldn't it be prudent to start eating in favor of your own interests? The Kosher-tified app will be your start. Download it now at kosher-tified.com. That's KOSCHERTIFIED.com.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Headline, Bitcoin is unfolding like the .com crash just 15 times faster. Headline says, I told you Bitcoin was of concern, ladies and gentlemen. Dishonest money never works out well. Just ask the founding fathers. That's why they made gold and silver constitutional currency so important, but we betrayed that. And as a consequence, we see nothing but a train wreck. The national debt's what, $21 trillion now? Not counting unfunded mandates and liabilities and everything else? Well, up to $200 trillion if you include the reality check on that? It's out of control, folks. But hey, Kurt, let's bring it down to the personal family level really quick. You got a story about this, then Pete Sepp can respond, and then we'll let him fly. How much do you really need to earn to bring home $100,000, Kurt?
Figure it out.
All right, we can't understand, Kurt. Why don't you go ahead and respond to that, Pete?
Yeah.
It's an interesting concept because this has been done before. In order to make $100,000 clear for a typical family, in other words, to have that amount at their disposal after all of the government taxes are taken out, all of the regulatory burdens that are passed along to citizens are taken out, you're probably looking at upwards of $140,000, $150,000 that family has to earn before they can keep $100,000. I imagine that's a very conservative estimate.
Yeah, and you got to debate what that means because taxes come out at so many levels. In other words, what happens when I take home $100,000 and then I go buy food? Well, in many states, hey, all of a sudden they take another 5%, 6%, 7%. I go buy, household items or go on entertainment. If I go to a hotel with my $100,000, oftentimes they take up anywhere from 10% to 20% to 30% more based on these quote entertainment taxes. I mean, it never ends, yes. Pete.
Yeah, it doesn't. And of course, if you're already at that level of income, you're starting to feel some of the higher income tax brackets at the same time. If you have a small business, if you're self-employed instead of a wage earner at that level, you have a mountain of regulations and paperwork burdens to have to contend with that government has foisted upon you. That's not only lost time, lost energy, that's lost productivity, lost money. You make less profit in future years because you're spending so much time in this paper chase that the government has forced you to engage in.
Amen to that. Kurt, hopefully you got a little bit better connectivity now. Any other comments on this piece? Pete's right, $130,000 to $150,000 just for starters.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. The lowest states, the least taxed ones, they say you got to make about $130,000. And the highest tax about $150,000. But one other thing I was going to ask Pete about is Rand Paul, according to McClatchy, says on this last minute federal budget, it's a rotten, terrible way to govern. What do you say?
Yeah, it certainly is. You know, there are a number of folks across the political spectrum, even those on the left, who are saying our budget process is broken, that it's serving nobody. And the reason is, from a conservative standpoint at least, is that hasty budgets are always wasteful budgets. Haste makes waste, to coin the old phrase. That is definitely the case with federal budget policy. You simply cannot end up putting together a coherent document for the entire federal government behind closed doors over a couple of weeks saying, hey, folks, we have a deal now. Let's get this up and debated and passed into the president's desk in the next 24 hours or the government's going to shut down. Well, you remove the deliberation, the transparency to taxpayers from that process, and I guarantee you, you've padded federal expenditures by 10, 20, 30% more than they should be.
What do you think, though? There's a hot job market to some degree, Kurt, especially for the elderly right now, huh?
Well, yes, Sam. And this is, of course, part of the whole economy. You got more people working and even more folks in the, I guess you could say, the senior citizen range, huh?
Pete, what do you say? There's a hot job market for those over 50 right now. They used to talk about age discrimination and everything else, but things are heating up. Donald's far from perfect, but he is bringing back jobs. There's a stark difference, and we got to give credit where credit's due, sir.
Yeah, we absolutely do. And the fact that folks who might consider themselves no longer as employable or as attractive from a professional standpoint, based on the fact that they're over 50, they should think again. This is an era of opportunity for all Americans, and it's happening with less government rather than more government. That's the important takeaway here. These aren't jobs that are being created simply because another government agency has been funded and they need more bureaucrats to run it. These are private sector jobs, a demand that our economy is calling for, not government.
Amen to that. Wow, great point. Thank you, Pete Sepp. We know you got to fly. We appreciate your time, sir.
My pleasure. Take care.
There he goes. Pete Sepp, always doing a marvelous job on Liberty Roundtable Live. NTU.org, that's the National Taxpayers Union, NTU.org. They're all about helping us lower taxes. They're all about helping us stand for the proper role of limited constitutional government. They're all about partnering on the national level, the state level, and the local level to help folks keep an eye on their tax burden and always move the needle towards more money in your pocket and less money in the pocket of bureaucrats. Kurt, what do you think of that?
Yeah, and, you know, when you hear the president of the National Taxpayers Union on with us, and our buddy Pete Sepp, we knew him back when he was, well, he wasn't the president, but, you know, when you hear his solutions, and they're the ones they work on and reporting live right out of the Washington, some would say the districts of criminals, or some would call it the swamp, but back there doing the best they can, it sure, I guess you could say, it gives you some hope, right, Sam?
Amen to that. And Pete Sepp doubling down and agreeing with us that the Republicans better do something quick or it's curtains for those folks when it comes to the next election. And then Rand Paul, Senator Paul of Kentucky, wisely saying this: on budget, it's a rotten, terrible way to govern. That's according to the McClatchy News Service. Kurt and Pete Sepp, and we agree with Rand on this. Where are the Republicans who promised this for decades, my friend?
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And I guess he upset even the Republicans last month when he took to the Senate floor to decry a spending bill. He told McClatchy this time he's still incensed by his party's willingness to bust spending caps. He said, that's why I gave them a piece of my mind the last time around. I'm upset that we're spending like every Democrat that we criticized. He said, I ran for office because I thought the Obama spending and trillion-dollar annual deficits were a real problem for our country. And now Republicans are doing the same thing.
Boy, howdy, is that a fact? All right, I want to go back to this gold story because it relates to the last hour story we talked about, where the Russians had a little glitch in a door and a bunch of gold starts spilling out on the runway when a plane's trying to take off. They got plenty of gold over there in Russia. In America, we pretend we got the gold, but we can't audit the Federal Reserve and we can't go look at Fort Knox to see if the gold's really still there or if we've been fleeced. That alone is an interesting narrative to discuss. However, this is really weird. The headline says this: FBI at site where Civil War gold rumored to be buried. The Associated Press has this piece, Kurt, and it says FBI agents and representatives of the Pennsylvania Department of Conservation and Natural Resources set up a huge baseball field size dig, they say, where Civil War era gold might be. It's a 155-year-old legend about buried federal gold that has now caught the attention of the FBI. So dozens of FBI agents, along with Pennsylvania government state officials and members of a, quote, treasure hunting group, trekked this week to the remote site where they believe the Civil War gold shipment was lost or hidden during the 1863 Battle of Gettysburg. The treasure hunting group believes in this idea called finders keepers, and they've long insisted they've found the gold buried in the state. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. But here's the question: when the government can just make their own money, Kurt, why would they be on a gold quest like a treasure hunt like that?
Good point, Sam.
Yeah. Believe it or not, the FBI has refused to say why it was at the site on Tuesday, but revealing only that it was conducting court-authorized law enforcement activity. What's up with all that, Kurt? We'll talk about it on your radio.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So it looks like this Finders Keepers group is sworn to secrecy by the FBI. The FBI won't tell you why they're at this digging in them hills for gold. They just say they're taking care of law enforcement court-ordered responsibilities, Kurt. Why on earth, when you can make billions of dollars out of thin air, trillions of dollars out of thin air, would they be over there digging for gold and trying to gag order this Finders Keepers group for digging in the hills for gold? Historians say they don't believe this is real, but yet the FBI obviously thinks it's real. Why would they gag order a group? Why would they be out there carrying forward law enforcement, whatever? If it's just, I mean, I can go out in the hills and dig for gold now and nobody's going to bother me. What's up with this case, Kurt?
Well, a little more detail. Looks like the folks that, I guess it's boingboing.net, got this piece. And like you say, it's FBI on the scene was legendary Civil War treasure of $54 million in gold may be buried.
But $54 million's not even in the billions or the trillions. It's nothing, Kurt.
I know. I mean, that plane in Russia had, you know, almost $390 million on board. But anyway, they say this was in June of 1863, a Union shipment of 52 bars of gold, now worth $54 million, was said to be lost near Dent's Run, Pennsylvania. Over the years, they say many treasure hunters have tried to locate the cache, and that's C-A-C-H-E in this case, without permission. Apparently, though...
Wait a minute, yeah, Kurt. Hold on. Stop. Did you know that it was illegal to dig without permission, Kurt?
I didn't know that, Sam. But
buddy, you can't do anything without permission now except for break the law.
Yeah, good point. Apparently, they say FBI agents and state officials were just seen digging in the area. This is according to CNN. Says FBI spokeswoman Carrie Adamowski wouldn't say what the agency was doing there, only that FBI personnel were carrying out court-authorized law enforcement activity in Elk County. She declined further comment to CNN, but WJAC says their cameras spotted the owners of Finders Keepers USA, that's a Pennsylvania-based lost treasury recovery service, at the site some 135 miles northeast of Pittsburgh. Finders Keepers has long been interested in the rumored dense run gold. I wonder why. In a post on the Finders Keepers site, founder Dennis Parada said he found a map of the treasure in the 1970s and searched the area unsuccessfully with metal detectors until 2004, when he uncovered a trove of Civil War era artifacts that they turned over to the state. He said, each time we returned to the site, we found more evidence that proved our claim. We found a bullet shell, knives. It says knives, but anyway, I'm sure they mean knives. Animal traps, zinc mason jar lid, tin cans, bones. It says human or animal. Whiskey bottle, campfire pit, and a lot more. He also claimed his high-powered metal detectors located a large metal object 8 to 10 feet underground. So, anyway, there's your maybe a little more detail on this.
And I don't understand why the government would be so interested in this, Kurt, but I think I have an idea. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
What if people got a bunch of gold, they highlighted how valuable it was, and people decided that it was, we wanted copycats, where people would dig for gold all around the country. And Americans created a whole gold market outside of the fiat money market, like people have done with bitcoins and digital currencies, but they do it with gold, my friend.
Whoa. Now that would be dangerous.
See, and that's why I say that they're okay with Bitcoin, because they know it's a fiat currency, and they know they have ultimate control of it. They won't have ultimate control of gold, and so they got to shut this down while they can. In other words, hint publicly nationwide, if you search for gold, you will be put under a gag order and the government will show up to do the digging for you, because it's illegal to dig, don't you know? I mean, isn't that where we are on this story, Kurt?
That's what it looks like.
Wow!
I thought the FBI would be busy enough with all their other stuff they got to worry about, but, you know, hey, there you go.
All right, Kurt, gun control vote today. Rand Paul says gun control threat is real. There's a big battle about this. I guess in the omnibus spending bill they're trying to pass by Friday to keep the government open, there's two anti-Second Amendment provisions that'll sell you down the river. They're haggling over it. They'll probably vote on it today. And the American people are simply sidelined, my friend. And Rand Paul blowing the whistle on it all.
Like you say, it's good to get those updates, email or otherwise, from our friends, and then we can pass them on to you, ladies and gentlemen. And that's, well, what your newsboys, that's what we do, right, Sam?
That's what Liberty Roundtable is all about. Yeah, we don't need credit for it. I'm just telling you right now, they're about to vote, and they're about to put it in this omnibus spending bill, you know, to fund government. What I think they ought to do is they ought to shut it down and say, we're not talking about gun control. And we're not talking about Planned Parenthood. We're gonna piecemeal this thing. We're going to fund the proper role of constitutional government. We're going to shut down the rest by intent. And we challenge you on every point. And we'll take on the media every time. We'll talk about the constitutionality. We'll talk about honest money. We'll talk about the proper role of limited constitutional government. We'll talk about the checks and balances that made America great. After all, aren't we trying to make America great again? Okay, and we just drill in and stand together as a block for liberty. That's what needs to happen next, Kurt.
Yeah, Good point, Sam. Here's a little more detail on the, possible missing gold there from in Pennsylvania. According to the Post Gazette, they cited a 1983 article from Lost Treasure magazine. It talks about the legend that says that in 1963, I think they mean 1863, President Abraham Lincoln tasked the Union Army with a secret mission to transport 52 bars of gold, each weighing 50 pounds. Those are pretty good sized bars. To the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia. The treasure, hidden within the false bottoms of two wagons, reportedly left Wheeling, West Virginia. It went wheeling down the road with eight cavalrymen, a civilian guide by the name of Connors, and a Union lieutenant named Castleton. Only Lieutenant Castleton knew of the mission's true purpose. They traveled along a northeast route to avoid the massing of the Confederate Army in Pennsylvania under the command of General Robert E. Lee. The expedition ran into trouble when Lieutenant Castleton became ill during the nearly 400-mile journey. Rumor has it he divulged the golden secret of the wagons while delusional with typhoid fever. After a stop in St. Mary's, Pennsylvania, the lieutenant and most of the soldiers were never seen again.
Now, by the way, this historical account is fascinating, but it's kind of the stuff of TV shows, or the stuff of lost treasure, or the stuff of kind of fictional reality. Why today in modern history, right now, are people being put under a gag order who say they found the gold, and the FBI literally descending on this place? I don't know what you call it, with shovels in hand, Kurt. Why is there such an interest in this case? Why the gag order? Why the government saying we're just doing law enforcement court order duties over here? And what if this is just kind of the stuff of legend? Why all this fanfare? Why all this Federal Bureau of Investigation involvement, Kurt? They're supposed to be arresting Hillary Clinton right now, not digging for gold in them hills.
Good point.
What the heck's going on around here? Oh, Hillary dug for uranium in the hills across the country. They're not worried about that. They're just worried about folks trying to find, what, $55 million worth of gold? No offense, but it's nothing. I don't see that even the value, even if it is real gold, Kurt.
Good point.
Why can't this group on private land or whatever else, or you know, find, is it private land? If it's not, whose land is it? Oh, it's government-owned land? Okay, why can't these people dig for this gold, Kurt? Why is it illegal to dig? Why is there a gag order? Why the sudden interest in the stuff of made of legends by the FBI? Where's Donald to rein in the bureaucrats?
Yeah, good point. And the another piece they added in the story, they say a Department of Conservation and Natural Resources official told the AP that the group had requested to dig but had elected not to pay a required $15,000 bond. So if you want to dig, you know, you got to handy out $15,000. And they say, as for claims that there's nothing of value buried in the hills of Elk County, Prada remains steadfast that the legends are true.
Amen to that. And I think this is proof. When you start getting court-ordered gag orders, when you start getting court-ordered FBI doing their, quote, law responsibilities and mum's the word, something's up in them hills, folks.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the political cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby. The news is just coming in so fast, we can't even handle it, ladies and gentlemen. It's just wow. So the FBI is digging for gold in them hills that's rumored to be legend. Why is the government doing that if it's just a legend? What's going on in those hills? We'll have to keep an eye on the ball for that. While that's going on, though, you got the government ready to pass gun control measures in the omnibus spending bill today. If that's not enough, WorldNet Daily just reported a bombshell. Kurt, did you hear this? Gunfire erupts. Bizarre twist in Seth Rich murder probe. Did you see this?
No. What happened?
Well, this is huge. So, do you remember the intrepid reporter, Jack Berkman?
Yep.
All right, Jack Berkman's the intrepid reporter that's trying to find out who Seth Rich's killer really is, right? Now, he's a lobbyist that is investigating the Seth Rich murder. And he filed a lawsuit that accuses Hillary Clinton and the Democratic National Committee of rigging the 2016 presidential primary, right?
All right.
And now he's digging into what's going on with the Seth Rich murder. Well, I guess he hired a former U.S. Marine, right, to help him get to the bottom of the case, okay? But the former U.S. Marine that he hired to help with the case, well, looks like this intrepid journalist, Jack, has been shot at and run over by the very Marine that was hired to help him get to the bottom of the case.
Whoa.
The mainstream press, literally silent as far as I can tell, Kurt. What's going on around here?
Wow.
So when Jack Berkman hired former Marine Kevin Dougherty, or Doherty, maybe it is, D-O-H-E-R-T-Y, Doherty, to help him look into the mysterious Seth Rich case, he never expected that his lead investigator would try to kill him. But that's exactly what happened, yeah. Kurt.
That kind of messes the whole program up, you know, Stan. You know, wow, this guy's lucky to be alive. It sounds like, I guess, I was looking at the details from WorldNet Daily. It says that Doherty, who claims he worked as a special agent and a criminal investigator in the intelligence community, was arrested just this last Saturday by Arlington County Police on charges of malicious wounding and use of a firearm in commission of a felony. Berkman alleges that Doherty shot him and ran over him with an SUV at a Rosslyn Marriott Hotel parking garage.
I hate it when that happens.
Yeah, that messes up your day. Berkman had arrived in that parking garage to collect documents he believed were from a FBI whistleblower. Doherty, who was charged Monday,
you know, what's so amazing, Sam, is here we are. It's Thursday. We're talking about it today, and, you know, it's the first we've seen of it. You know, I mean, this should be something that all those big media guys that are covering the stormy story.
When did it come out, Kurt?
Well, I mean, I'm seeing it the first place right here, like you said, from WorldNet Daily.
Yeah, what's going on with that? Now, the thing is, the Stormy deal can impeach the president over sex, right? I mean, Clinton got impeached over sex. It's payback time for the Democrats to the Republicans. Both sides of the aisle can get impeached over sex, and then we'll have no accountability and no forward progress on the proper role of government. While literally former military / investigative agents are literally trying to kill people, getting to the bottom of the Seth Ridge murder, which, if anybody brings up it was anything different than a conspiracy, is a conspiracy nut, right? I mean, it's just crazy.
Good point. Yeah, they say he was charged Monday, had worked as the lead investigator for the profiling project. It's a team of private, nonpartisan investigators hired by Berkman to probe the Rich murder. As WorldNet Daily reported, the group released an 80-page report in June containing preliminary findings, primarily concluding that Rich's killing was not random, as police have long claimed, but more likely it was committed by a hired killer or serial killer. Boy, oh boy, this guy's lucky to be alive, huh, Sam?
Amen to that, but you know what's going on in my opinion, Kurt? He's getting too close.
Yeah, good point.
And the murderers are freaking out.
They say this Doherty guy has held the highest clearances in the U.S. government, is one of only a handful of special agents that has been assigned to the Department of Energy's Office of Special Operations. Anyway, he's got pretty high marks, but on Monday, Berkman told the Washington Post that, and I didn't see anything this from the Washington Post, that Doherty had an impressive resume, but as his time at the profiling project progressed, he tried to take control of the Rich investigation. He became somewhat angry because he thought the profiling project belonged to him.
Now let's kind of get this together here. I don't know if it's the Seth Rich murder that is that at the heart where they're getting close on that, so they wanted to kill the journalist here, Jack, if you will. Or, Kurt, if it's the literal suing in court of Hillary Clinton for literally election fraud, engineering a fraud on the primary elections in the Democratic Party, I don't know if that's a, excuse me, helm of this. Know that the body count for the Clintons is pretty big, and they've mocked us for conspiracy theories on this, but this is another link that makes you kind of think there might be more to that than meets the eye as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good point. This guy's lucky to be alive, like I said. Death
Rich. Where's Donald to help get to the bottom of this and help drain the swamp there, Kurt?
Yeah.
How come Donald isn't speaking out on this Seth Rich murder?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't tell me when the guy that's trying to look into the murders hires a guy to help him do it, and the guy that helps him do it's literally, what, is he going to be in trouble from attempted manslaughter or attempted murder or what, Kurt? What's going to be the accountability? And how can we say that the two aren't, there's no relationship worth even investigating? Anybody who thinks so is crazy. How do we go there, Kurt?
Good point. It's a weird world we live in.
Is anybody else talking about this, Kurt?
Well, I didn't see it. I mean, drugs just certainly got a lot of room there where they could put some up, and I didn't even see it on Breitbart, you know. But the good guys there at WorldNet Daily doing their thing.
Wow. All I can tell you is this story is a barn burner when it comes to getting to the truth. We've said there's something behind the Seth Rich murder. We have said we don't know what it is, but we know it isn't as we're told. We don't go off into conspiracy land to who it is or what it is. We just simply document the ties that concern us. And then this guy, this journalist, wants to look into it, and literally we get all these scandals surrounding it. And then everybody says it's not even worth investigating, Sam. How dare you attack or challenge the official narrative on this? And then they attack our character. They assassinate our questioning. and they literally try to murder the investigator that's seeking for the truth. And then we bring that link forward through WND.com and Liberty Roundtable Live. And what do they do, Kurt? We just get crickets, or what do we get?
Yeah, Orlando.
Wow. We're going to keep on this as well as WorldNet Daily, as I'm sure. The question becomes, if we keep it up too much, when will the death threats be personal, Kurt?
Well, that's a great point, but why all of us have to push for honesty and openness in our government. Everybody needs to do that. You know, we need to be on the offense instead of just continually on the defense. Got to push forward to get freedoms restored.
And I believe the new media plays a pivotal role in this reality, Kurt, because again, hey, this Jack guy, would he be getting any coverage if it wasn't for guys like WND.com and us and a few others? I don't even know how many others. I'd have to look into it, but not very many.
Well, you know, that story we were just looking at from WorldNet Daily said he told the Washington Post, you know,
Has the WAPO reporting on it?
Well, I didn't see anything from them. And I certainly didn't see anything pointing to them from any of those other places. Maybe they just figured they just didn't have enough, you know, space for that story.
Well, maybe they're afraid that they'll be tied to conspiracy theories, Kurt.
Oh, good point, Sam.
Or maybe they're afraid their reporters will be in the crosshairs.
Yeah. Maybe they just don't want to touch that kind of stuff because it's, would mess up their buddies, you know?
Yeah. All I can tell you is a very strange story. We thank WND.com for getting on it. Who's the author over there on that one, Kurt? Does it say?
It says no author, Sam.
You want to know why that is, Kurt? Can I just tell you why that is?
Well, that's one way to be a little safer, I guess, right?
Correct, sir. You know, I hope they shoot no author.
Yeah.
Let me say that again. I hope they shoot no author.
Yeah.
In other words, I don't want any author to be shot, Kurt. I don't even care if we agree or disagree with them.
Yeah.
I want no author shot right now.
Yeah. Sam, there's a little good news out of California.
Whoa, is that possible?
He's got it.
For real?
Kind of weird to think, but it says California students organize walkouts to protest abortion. It says, inspired by teachers suspended for suggesting school wouldn't allow pro-life action.
Now, this comes back to that question that lady asked, and that's why she got kicked out and suspended, because they knew that once people get the real messages, America will stand up, and they got to do anything they can to shut that down. But it's taking root, and good on them, Kurt.
That's exactly right, Sam. And Daily Wire reported it first, and WorldNet Daily's picking it up.
And by the way, we're glad that we could take part in the reporting of this and to making this go viral, Kurt. We're not taking exclusive responsibility. We're just hoping to be part of the solution and part of the help, right?
That's right. If they weren't doing their job, we couldn't do ours.
But all of us together can do an incredible job. We can actually make America great again.
Amen to that.
Imagine working on it like that. Anyway, all I'm telling you is just good stuff being done by a lot of good people. The problem is you just don't hear about it, folks. That's one of the big problems. And that's why we believe the media needs to take center stage. That's why it is so, so, so important. All right, thanks for being alongside for the ride. 2 hours in the can. Available online anytime. Tell all your friends, libertyroundtable.com. Hard-hitting talk radio at your fingertips, live and on demand, free. For award-winning talk shows around the clock, libertynewsradio.com. If you want to help the Widow's Mite Radio Network and this little teeny radio broadcast, would love your financial support. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. Donate and get involved in the solutions today, would you please? This broadcast is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or smile and dial 801-669-2211. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? We declare this nation shall endure.